Hi, y'all. Will here to talk about a podcast I love, True Tales of the Illuminati. This podcast is my Marx Brothers in the audio space. This show is about conspiracies and the hijinks and mishaps that fuck them up along the way. It's hilarious, absurd, and perfect for fans of wooden overcoats and Victoriosity, and also the way that Nico from Valence just sort of, like, is. The team is crowdfunding for their third season right now, so please go donate and make sure you listen and subscribe. And as always, links in the notes. Protect your magic. I miss you.
True Tales of the Illuminati, Episode 1, Pyramid Scheme. Written by Max Kreisky, Catherine Cargill, Eric Tregesser, with Mark Campuzano. Editing and sound design by Will Gianetta. Internal memo from the archives of the Illuminati. Egypt, 1586 BC. Day 140 of the growing season. Thursday. Office of the Deputy Head of Non-Administrative Support. We are moving forward on Project Big Triangle. Deputy Underboss Beck has been called from active service in Sumeria to head this project.
Beck, step into my office.
Yes, Chief.
How are you settling in, Beck? I know the move from Sumeria has been rough all around.
Well, the change was a little bit hard, but through the Illuminati, all things are possible.
Yes, 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 everything and all things. Now, Beck, there is a great deal of interest in preserving the secret occult knowledge of the Illuminati.
Did we really decide to call it that?
Yes. Secret occult knowledge. It has been decided that we will preserve our secret occult knowledge for the benefit of future generations of Illuminauts. We don't want it to be lost again.
No, sir. Not like the Illuminati lost it in Sumeria.
We aren't talking about that anymore. It's been stricken from the secret occult knowledge.
But, sir, isn't it important to learn from our mistakes?
Stricken! Beck! Why would you be able to learn from mistakes? That's why they're mistakes.
Yes, sir.
Now, the order has come down that we're going to create a vast physical monument in the desert, which will secure our secret occult knowledge.
Won't people notice?
Of course they'll notice, but the people can't read, so...
Why does it have to be so huge?
So we don't forget where we put it again.
Oh, like in Sumeria when
struck from the secret occult knowledge.
Okay, okay.
To this end, we have identified a leading architect, one Imhotep. You and your team will meet with him to secure terms. Don't let him intimidate you. He's eccentric, but he's harmless to people.
Yes, Chief. I am willing, I am able, I am more than capable with the tools the Almighty
yes,
Illuminati...
Yes, 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 yes. Now get going, Beck. And remember, Illuminati Alominoto.
Is that the motto now?
Yes, well, they're workshopping it.
But it's terrible.
Yes. Get going.
Productive meeting, Beck.
Ah! Radomu, you're quiet. Delilah, were you just standing there behind the door the whole time?
Isn't that what we do in the Illuminati, Beck? Hide in the shadows and pull the strings on the world like a dark puppeteer?
It's all metaphors with you.
Metaphors are the fuel of thought, Beck.
I don't want to do this. Stop.
The dance continues.
It's not a... What do you want, doll?
The same thing I always want, Beck. My place in the sun, back, Beck.
So do you want to be in the sun or in the shadows?
The sun, Beck. You usurped me in Uruk. You crept into my bed like a viper and stole away my job. You stole away my job.
They gave me your job when you messed up. If you didn't want to lose your job, you shouldn't have messed up. Now, you're on cover-ups and I'm on direct action, which is how it should be, since I'm the one that believes in the organization.
That was luck, Beck. I was the best there was. Have you ever heard of Gilgamesh? I did that. I'm Gilgamesh.
What?
I mean, basically. And what do you mean you believe in this organization? We just murdered two people to make sure our road would be in the shape of a star. Do you realize how convoluted that is?
Sounds perfectly sensible to me.
And that is why you don't deserve this job. Do you know why I should have your job, Beck? Because I know what a joke this whole organization is. A secret global conspiracy for furthering the needs of mankind. It's almost as ludicrous as our fully functional weather machine.
I helped with that. It makes the Nile flood on time. We're pretty sure.
Once you realize how absurd this all is, you keep your eye on the real prize, which is what is going to get you from assignment to paycheck as fast as humanly possible. And to go through anyone who stands in your way. That's the kind of incentive that makes you efficient, Beck. A quality sorely lacking here that I expertly provide.
Don't you have any respect for the art of what we do here?
This isn't an art project, Beck. It's a job. A job where sometimes you get to kill people. You don't get a prize for being the best at secrets. Except at the company picnic. And that's just a piece of papyrus that allegedly says number one at secrets in invisible ink. As thin a tissue of lies as the lies that it represents. Wait, does that... No, that scans.
Look, someone has to keep people safe from themselves. Someone has to make sure that they're snuggled in a warm blanket of ignorance, unaware of the terror of oncoming history.
See? Now you're doing metaphors.
They're good when I do them. This is what's wrong with you. You're a cynic, doll. In this for the pension. You don't even believe in the lies. The beautiful, comforting lies.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes. And it eats you up that I'm right, doesn't it? That the Illuminati is humanity's first, best hope for becoming all we should be. You need to trust the system, doll. The beautiful, perfect system. The system that will guide us to a more glorious future. Illuminati Olamanodo!
What?
We're saying that now.
It's literally meaningless.
Shut it, doll. Shut your stupid, mean mouth and go back to cleaning up messes. I'll be out there succeeding with the tools that the Illuminati gives me. I'm going to go out and write history before it happens.
Can you hear yourself?
Goodbye, doll.
Dare to throw a rock at that ibis.
Really?
Yeah, go for it. Scare the bird.
Okay, Jacinta.
Oh my god, you hit it! That's messed up.
Oh jeez, don't tell me that, Jackie.
I don't know, Ishmael. That might be the worst thing you've ever done.
Hey guys, what's up?
Boss, Ishmael stoned an ibis to death. I saw the inside of its head.
What? Why?
Well, boss, I am...
Okay, stop. Focus. I don't want to deal with any of this. Listen, we've got a big job to do. This mission is vital to the preservation of important Illuminati intel.
The secret occult knowledge?
Yes.
I hate that name.
Yes, I know. But the grand designs of the Illuminati are more important than any of our personal preferences, no matter who we are or who our parents are. Right?
I can't help but feel that was directed at me.
That was directed at you.
Just because my mother has a little bit of rank.
Her title is Avenging Sword of the Illuminati. of the High Council, Exalted Archon of Warfare.
It doesn't mean I can't carry my weight. I'm working my way up.
You're right, that was unprofessional of me. I'm sorry, Jacinta. We are all united under the Illuminati. Now, we're all to meet Imhotep at his workshop, which is right there.
So you're not gonna punish Ishmael at all?
Are you kidding me? He threw a rock through a bird.
It was an accident.
Ah!
Look at all these hoists. I bet you could pick up a sand dune with those.
I bet you could, Ishmael. I bet you could.
And that's one big stone.
Oh, thank you. I carved it out of an even bigger stone.
Whoa.
The secret is you just carve away every part of the stone that isn't a slightly smaller stone.
Well, we've got a project for you that's a little more ambitious than that.
More ambitious than stones? Well, it would be nice to stretch myself again. Ever since I made that large stone cat with the wings and human face, I've been in a slump. It's my face.
I have a plan here.
It wasn't supposed to be.
Here, we want a large stone monument, 4,000 cubits by 4,000 cubits, that looks something like this.
A big triangle. Well, it might be a bit unstable.
Why would it be unstable?
Well, it's balancing on that tiny point.
It's the other way up.
Oh. Well, I would love to build this majestic monument to... what is it?
Quick huddle, guys. We can't tell him that it's for storing the secret occult knowledge for the Illuminati.
What if we scare him? People always stop asking me questions when I scare them.
Do you scare a lot of people?
Not on purpose. Not on purpose.
We're not gonna scare someone just to get our library built. We're not hacks. We're the Illuminati. We're going to deceive him, like professionals.
What do we say?
What if it was for storing...
grain.
Grain, yes.
In case people get hungry.
That's great, Ishmael. Okay, break. It's for storing grain.
Oh, yes, of course.
For the Illuminati.
Ah!
Why did you stomp on my foot? I thought the Illuminati shunned physical violence whenever possible.
What? No, we don't. Jackie!
What's the Illuminati?
Oh, it's nothing.
Okay. Well, I would love to help you, but I'm afraid I'm already contracted by the Pharaoh to build him a magnificent tomb. Maybe you've heard of him? The Pharaoh? Djoser?
Yeah, we've heard of him.
He's literally God.
Yes, we're aware. Is there any way we could get you to prioritize us?
Oh no, absolutely not. Very dangerous and out of my way. Well, there is one thing. You could make it worth my while.
We have a very rich patron. We
birds.
Could...
birds! I want thousands of birds.
Birds?
Yes.
What are the birds for?
I had the impression that this is a don't ask a lot of questions kind of arrangement. Mutual secrecy?
We can do that.
Let me know.
I guess now all we have to do is figure out who can help us procure...
You two go to the dump and catch birds.
Jackie, we're friends, right?
Yeah, of course we're friends. Even though you don't have your own obelisk, and never will. We're friends.
Yeah. Well, I think you threw me under the palanquin earlier when I stoned that bird that you dared me to stone.
Well, that's a new expression I've never heard, but yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out! That kestrel almost got your finger!
I think he's choking on my finger now.
Oh, jeez. Turn him upside down and shake it gently. Gently.
I don't think it's doing anything.
Tap him on the back.
It worked. Wow. You ate a lot of fish today.
Yeah.
So why'd you tell on me about the ibis?
I don't know. I guess I didn't want to attract attention. It, It's like, I want to distinguish myself with this job, but I know the moment any act of violence or behavior of interest gets back to her, my mother will swoop down like a bird to tear apart my work.
Yeah, I know. I've guarded you since birth, remember? You were a baby. I was a freakishly huge baby.
So you know how I feel, dude. I want to impress her, but my mom's the sword of the Illuminati, you know? The head of the military. She conquered Auric. Auric! Their walls were so high. Somehow I think I have this idea in my head that I can just evade her notice until I'm head underboss, and then bam! I've made her proud without any ruthless cross-examining or tests of martial endurance along the way. That's a dream, you know?
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I don't know my parents, since I got taken out of a window like a loaf of bread. But you know, same thing.
Do people steal bread out of windows? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I do it all the time. It's free. It's free bread.
So last week when I bought that bread and left it on the windowsill, and then it was gone when I went to eat it?
Uh-huh. I ate that bread. I do that all the time. Where do you think I get all of this bread I keep in my tunic?
Ishmael, we've been chasing birds all afternoon, and you had bread the whole time?
Do birds like bread? How do they eat it? It won't fit in their mouths.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Well, I've got all these loaves. Oh, birds! Jackie, it's Yurik all over again!
Oh, just stay upright! I'll get the big net!
They know about the ibis! They want revenge!
I don't think I'll ever get used to this creepy workshop. How many did you get?
I don't know. I'm not opening the bags again.
Yeah. We're not opening the bags again.
We tried consolidating. It was a mistake.
Ishmael, do you need a bandage or something?
I do, but they're in the bags.
The birds have them now.
Are these my birds? It seems like these bags are a little light on birds.
Birds are light. Their bones are hollow.
Not if you fill them.
What does that mean?
No questions arrangement.
Consider it a down payment. We'll keep them coming.
Oh, good.
Oh no, Beck. I can't go back. They know my face.
Ishmael, do you want to be a hero of the Illuminati? Or a goon? Scribbling away reports of hiding bodies on papyrus sheets and living off stolen bread.
They've already created a word for me in their crude bird language. I can't face them if they're organized.
I'll create a word for you in a crude bird language.
What?
This is my first commission, Ishmael. You're not going to screw it up for me with some weird, totally unfounded bird phobia.
If you'd have seen them, Beck. I can't, Beck. Please.
You can, and you will. Illuminati Illuminodo.
But...
Illuminati Illuminodo, Ishmael.
But now they've tasted human blood.
Illuminati!
Illuminodo.
That's right.
I think Beck might be crazy. Are you getting that too?
I don't care.
From the internal memo archives of the Illuminati, Egypt, 1586 BC, day 180 of the growing season, Monday, construction of Big Triangle has begun. Easily duped farmers have been convinced to use their downtime to construct what they believe to be pentahedral grain storage. Beck and her team have been busy recording the secret occult knowledge, but now Djoser the Pharaoh, Light of the Sun and Eye of Ra, has arrived on site to inspect what he believes to be his tomb.
All right, on to inscribing chapter 3, paragraph 5, line 2 of the secret occult knowledge. Let me just unfurl this scroll. Hold on a second.
You got that, or...?
Hold on, almost there. Okay, first word, weather machine.
How do you spell that?
Bird. Jackal. Man dancing. Stern man dancing.
eye thing. Bird.
The weird eye thing or the other one?
The weird eye thing.
Whoa, someone's coming.
Ah, dang it, you distracted me and I made an uppercase dog instead of a lowercase dog. People are gonna think I was a real moron. Oh, shouldn't you be furling that back up as you go?
Oh, yeah, let me get that. Oh, this is backwards. Hold on. Is this right to left or left to right?
It's booster feeding, so it's both.
Oh, I guess we're okay then.
Wait, did you say someone's coming?
Yes. Can't you see that massive parade coming up to the library?
All hail Joseph, the Pharaoh, light of the sun and eye of Ra, eternal flesh of the God incarnate. Handsome man and handsome god in a stylish package.
Oh, no. If he finds out that we stole his architect, our figs are... It's bad. No, he's going up to Imhotep. We have to get down there.
What a magnificent tomb. I thought we had discussed a cube, but this is nice. The big, tall, pointy thing is good. Excellent work, Imhotep. What part will I be entombed in? I assume the top. What would you call this shape?
The Pharaoh wishes to know the name of this construction. Speak now!
Well, we don't have a name for it yet, but the Djoserhedron?
Catchy and subtle. A classy name, yes, I like it. The Djoserhedron. Servants, form me a Djoserhedron from your bodies.
A Djoserhedron for the living sun. Now cheer! Cheer from the top of the Djoserhedron!
Ha ha, hooray! Say, Imhotep, is that a feather in your beard?
It's the style.
Your servants are very flexible, your divinity.
So limber and graceful.
Like human doves.
Yes, I have them bent each morning.
How good! And did I say wise?
No.
Well, it is!
I know. Are you a servant? You're huffing and puffing like a well-bent palanquin bearer. Why aren't you in the Djoserhedron?
Well, I'm working here on the large stone Djoserhedron right here.
No matter. The fleshy one wouldn't be equilateral with you inside. Servants, form a Djoser orb.
Djoser orb!
Your geometry is masterful, your godhood.
Yes.
Actually, we've realized that this tomb isn't up to your greatness, your sunniness. We're going to build you an even larger, more beautiful Djoserhedron.
Beck, you'd better have a lot more birds.
Where do you keep them anyway? We brought you so many.
Let's just say they're close to my heart. Wink.
Yes, more birds, for whatever reason. But I don't need a bigger Djoserhedron than this. That would be overkill. Look at the size of these rooms. They're roomy. Yes, these will be plenty. No need to be flashy. To reward you for this surprise, I will supervise the rest of the construction personally. As a gift from me, the Pharaoh.
Djoser gifts the construction project with his oversight. As he sees over the growing of the grain.
Hooray!
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 Huddle, guys. We need to get him out of here. We'll never be able to hide the secret occult knowledge from his scribes.
Another plan undone by reading.
But how do we do that? I heard he can turn you into a crocodile.
No, that's probably not true. Who told you that?
Crocodile.
Crocodiles can't talk.
I could see it in her eyes.
I don't think Ishmael can help us with this.
I'll distract him. I know what powerful people like. I grew up among them.
What do powerful people like?
Power, mostly. Style, shiny things, small, loud pets.
Good. You take him away from where we're working down to the basement. It's just storage in a big loop of hallways. Ishmael and I will think of a way to get him to leave us alone. Let's break the huddle.
That was quite a shape you made. What was it you were discussing in that Joser circle?
We were discussing how best to honor you. Would you like to see our basement full of loud cats?
Full of loud cats. Yes, I would. Parade and stooges, stay out there.
The all-knowing man-god shall journey beneath the earth to look at loud cats.
So what's the plan? Do I scare him?
No, he's a pharaoh. He's not going to be afraid of just some big man.
One more than that.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
I could dress up like something really scary and scare him. Like a workplace accident.
Be quiet. Let me think of something.
What's this on the wall about a weather machine? Is this some kind of inventive wall story?
Plan is coming.
I could use all these discarded scrolls as bandages. Like a workplace accident victim might need.
No, a good plan.
I have some scrolls I've dictated that I think would fit in just great right in this space. In one of them, I go to the moon.
Fetch the speculative fiction.
We'll lie to him. No, we're already doing that. He knows our faces.
I could moan and groan like the workplace accident was real serious.
Then I come back with moon knowledge. Yes, have all of this erased for my ideas. Call the anti-scribes for the erasing.
Summon the anti-scribes.
Damn it. Fine, go scare him.
Rat me.
And bring me wine and mirrors. Oh, and let's see how much grain this place can fit.
I'm so sorry, Pharaoh. All the cats must have escaped. Or died?
Oh, it happens. I'm constantly hemorrhaging cats myself. They turn up in all sorts of places. Open more doors.
Yes, of course, Your Highness.
Some of these are my finest doors. And behind them, who knows? I know. I built them. From stone.
Okay, Ishmael, go.
Ooh.
A workplace accident! Get away!
This could have been prevented.
Run for it! Through here!
Wait, not that door.
He's being carried away. No, they've got the pharaoh after him.
Oh, my birds. Oh, my precious birds are carrying him into the sky.
I'm the pharaoh!
Ishmael, do something. Get him down.
But I...
Anything!
Okay.
Wait, no, the pharaoh, he's...
Several of my birds, they're... Dead! Also, the rest have escaped, probably.
Oh my gods, the pharaoh. Is he okay?
But wait, a few are lingering.
Oh. I can see the inside of his head.
Well, he's a different bird.
Oh, Rod, not again. How many deaths must I cause?
Oh, no. We're gonna have to cover this up, aren't we? Why? No one's ever going to believe this.
Well, he's still dead, Jackie.
Okay, wrap him in the scrolls. Let's get him out of here before the anti-scribes show up. Were those a real thing?
I should go.
Wait, I need those scrolls.
Are you naked under there?
Yes, I needed to get into character.
It was a whole thing. Let's get moving before...
Hello, Beck.
Ah! How long were you waiting there beneath the sand?
Isn't that what the Illuminati does, Beck? Wait beneath the sand like the noble asp?
No!
What happened to you? Does it matter? Does anything matter but the fact that you screwed up and I was here? Here to pick up the cracked and broken masonry of your tumbling tower of failures, your failure tower, your tower of failures.
You'd have to have been under so long. Are you eating sand?
No.
Did you eat... What were you eating down there?
Enough to beat you. Beck. And some lizards that walked by. For protein and spite. You're a screw-up, Beck. You screwed up, and I'm going to get my job back. You'll be cleaning up messes like this one, and I'll be in direct action, not being a screw-up. I'll be the one walking on the sand instead of swimming beneath it.
How much can you move around down there?
I think she has sand madness. I've seen it. Sad.
The chief wants to see you.
How does he know about this already?
Now who's the viper?
I didn't call you a viper. You're the one who keeps making snake metaphors. Stop hissing.
I'm a snake.
Fine.
And I return to the sands.
What is she doing?
I think she's trying to get in the sand. At least that's what I would guess based on her words and actions. But I've been wrong before.
Do you want some help?
The sand is... it's different down here.
At least answer my question before you knock yourself out. Fine. Let's just leave. Oh, Ra, I really screwed up. This was supposed to be a simple construction project, not an assassination.
I can't believe I killed the Pharaoh. The birds were right about me. I am a real... I kill everything I touch. Birds, pharaohs, that crocodile with the sad eyes.
So that's how that story ended.
I was gonna climb the ranks on this one. Build on my successes in Sumeria. Move from strength to strength.
Was he literally a god?
Define literally.
Actually.
No.
Well, that's good.
I can't go back to cover-ups. I can't just keep burying carcasses in a way that isn't figurative.
What should I get for brunch?
My mother was right. I should have been a scribe and married a scribe. But there's so much competition for good scribe jobs. And I was so unfulfilled.
I feel like dates. And honey? Yeah, that sounds good.
Can I come?
If you promise not to kill anyone.
I always make that promise.
I can't switch to a new career at my time of life and level of involvement in the Illuminati. Hey guys. Do you think I'm good at this job?
I think that what we do is very challenging, and the results can be difficult to control.
Go back to the dump and catch more birds.
From the internal memo archives of the Illuminati, Egypt, 1586 BC, day 181 of the growing season, Tuesday. Deputy Chief Underboss Beck has been reassigned to cover-ups pending investigation and finalization of the covering up of the death of noted Illuminati pawn Pharaoh Djoser. File continues under Folder 2 of Operation Big Triangle, subheading Royal Pains. Pyramid Scheme was written by Max Kreisky, Catherine Cargill, Eric Tregesser, with Mark Campuzano. In this episode, Chloe Zweiker was Beck, Julie Snyder was Jackie, Noel Noxie was Ishmael, Meredith Gully was Dahl, John Serpico was the Chief, Dennis Bruno was the Memo, Mark Campuzano was Imhotep, Rami Abdelghani was Djoser, with additional voices by Alex P. Roy. Logo designed by Tom Crowley, theme by Arnie Parrott. It was recorded by Mertz at the Bridge Sound and Stage in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It was directed and produced by Max Kreisky, with editing and sound design by Will Janetta. Special thanks to Illuminati Roadway Engineers, Leah DeErico, David Fui, Diana Liu, Bipa Garong, Sarah Siegel, Jackie Presido, Alvaro Amor, and Eric Fields. Illuminati, Ola Minota.